at 1:30. I hope we have a quorum because we're going to call this meeting to order and begin with the roll call.
Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Heller?
Here.
Ms. Marks?
Here.
Mr. Newton?
Here.
Mr. Robert?
Here.
Mr. Storton?
Here.
And Mr. Burbeau?
Here.
We do have a quorum. All present.
All right. And please, I'm going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So please stand if you can and join us in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Thank you. All right. We are going to proceed with we're moving an item up to dispense with it early, and that is our re-ratification of our AB 361 proclamation to allow us to continue to have this meeting by teleconference, if you will. So do we have any public comment regarding this item?
If a member of the public wishes to make a comment at this time on item 4, please select the raise hand button located at the bottom of your screen, or if calling in, please dial *9. And we do not have any public comment for item 4.
All right. Now I'll bring it back to the board for any board discussion or a motion.
How about that?
Hammonds, I'll move.
All right. Thank you, John. And thank you for joining us from wherever it is you're joining us from, because I know you're out of town. Okay, motion by John Hammond. Do I have a second?
I'll second. Robert Enns.
Second by Robert Enns. Okay, with that, let's please call the roll.
Mr. Hammond.
Aye.
Thank you. Mr. Enns?
Yes.
Mr. Heller?
Yes.
Ms. Marks?
Yes.
Mr. Newton?
Yes.
Mr. Robert?
Yes.
Mr. Storton?
Yes.
And President Barbeau?
Yes.
Motion does pass unanimously.
All right, thank you. And we will proceed to public comment regarding any matters not on the agenda, so that if a member of the public wishes to comment on something not on the agenda, this would be the time.
If a member of the public wishes to make a comment for items not on the agenda, please select the raise hand button, which is located at the bottom of your screen, or calling in, please dial *9. And I am not seeing public comment for items not on the agenda.
Very good. Then we will proceed to the executive director's report.
Thank you, President Barbeau. On the executive director's report, we have an update on AB 1826, AB 341, and SB 1383. All the member jurisdictions have brought themselves into substantial compliance, which means that we probably, and I say probably because it's Cal Recycle is very difficult to tie down, but we won't be being put on a compliance plan at the public meetings. That puts us in a select few in the state of California of the jurisdictions that are out there. So it's a special thanks to the Haulers, to Science Discovery and their team, to our staff, particularly Yvonne, because Yvonne's done yeoman work on this. She's carried the weight on getting this done. She also helped a lot with the electronic annual report. That's where we take the annual report for the calendar year of 2021 and report the effectiveness of our programs back to Cal Recycle. Reader's Digest condensed version, we're running at about a 60% diversion rate, and that includes the unincorporated county areas as well. So it's our target, our tons, pounds per day per person is 7.4 pounds per person per day. That's 50% of, that's where our target is. And we actually operated at about 5.9 pounds per person per day. So that equals about a 60% diversion rate.
Very good.
We've had some staffing changes. Daisy, our program coordinator, has moved on. She's taken another position. We're going to be replacing that position. And Yvonne is moved up to the program manager position. So she's been, once again, I say extremely helpful would be an understatement in the effort that she's provided in putting this stuff together. And our Deputy Director, Jordan Lane, has been with us for almost 3 weeks now. Jordan, would you like to introduce yourself to the full board?
Sure. Hello. I'm Jordan. I recently came over from the city of San Luis Obispo as their solid waste and recycling coordinator, and I'm really excited to be here with the IWMA.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it. And we're excited to have you here. Trust me. And on the legislative update section of it, AB 1985 has been signed by the governor. And what that's done is that's reduced the procurement. It's taken away the penalty phase for the procurement targets by reducing them to 30% of that target January 1, 2023, 65% on January 1, 2024, and then back up to 100% on January 1 of 2025. We are fortunate in the fact that we've already put together the compost rebate program. And I can gratefully say today that we've already got our first participants signed up. And so we're starting to make some progress on that. So we'll probably meet that 30% requirement without any trouble. And we'll more than likely meet that 65% and 100% going forward with that. That compost rebate program absolutely fills some of the program gaps that we have. And I feel comfortable that we're going to be able to meet these requirements and stay within compliance on SB 1383. And the next slide, please. For the future items, we've been reviewing the draft of the management review from HF&H. That'll come back to our executive committee and into the full board in the next cycle, as well the RFP for legal services and school education and outreach. We actually have the new board member orientation that we're going to plan in January, where we're going to take the new board members and along with everyone else out to the Cold Canyon MRF, where they've got a meeting room where we can get a firsthand look at how some of the solid waste is managed and give people a good perspective on how this is done. And then we're talking about doing an IWMA solid waste orientation in spring, where we'll try to get state officials, haulers, jurisdictions, facility operators, the people that manage our solid waste into one location for a quick orientation so that we can get a full understanding of the scope of what solid waste management in San Luis Obispo County looks like. And so we'll be bringing that back to the back to the full board in the springtime. That concludes my executive director report. If you have any questions.
Does any board member have any questions for Peter on the items he brought up? Well, I of course do. So Peter, on the AB 1985 or whatever reduction in the procurement requirements and our program being up and running effectively, even one participant means up and running.
Yeah, one in a row.
So that's right. One is a trend, right? And what I'm curious about is as we gain participants in that program, will you or Jordan or somebody be periodically notifying our member jurisdictions of how much of the requirement is being met?
Yeah,
through the program.
Correct. We're going to try and at the local task force. Start running a regular slide showing how the way we're going to allocate it is based on population. The same way that Department of Finance puts the burden, and so we'll be able to take and insert that. We've already created the spreadsheets and the models that'll actually be able to reflect that on a live basis. So if any jurisdiction wants to know, we'll be able to tell them real time where they're at. And at the local task force, we will announce it on a regular basis.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. Robert, did I see you raising your hand?
No.
Okay.
Not on purpose.
And or something? I'm sorry, Robert, I meant. I thought I saw him raising. Okay. And new board member orientation in January presumes, of course, that our jurisdictions will name any new members by that time.
Correct.
We will assume they will do that after December or first January meeting so that we would be able to.
Yeah, typically it happens in December.
Okay. Gotcha. Very good. All right. Okay. If no further questions, then we will move on to the consent agenda, which is items 6, 7, 8, and 9, which just consists of minutes and authorization for signatures for banking and financial services and the monthly financial reports. I want to see, before we go to public comment, if any board members have any questions on any of those items.
I think Jan has her hand raised.
Correct.
All right. I'm sorry, Jan, I didn't see that.
I did, but I'll skip that question and just go to item 8 on the consent agenda. There was a typo in that I was listed as both moving and seconding the closed session item. And actually, I moved it, but I did not second it.
So yeah, I believe Board Member Newton did second it, so we'll make that correction.
Okay, I got it.
So that's been corrected?
Yes, that'll be corrected.
Yeah. Good catch, Jan. And thank you, and I would note on the financial reports again, it's good to see the revenue revenue piece of the financial reports. Important for us to see, and is very helpful. So, and on the HF&H contract, yeah, I noticed there's billing in here for that. There's still enough money to continue supporting that project through fruition, correct?
We've got enough money in there, encumbered to support that.
Got it. All right, very good. Okay, with that, let's see if we have any public comment regarding items on the consent agenda.
If a member of the public wishes to make a public comment regarding items on the consent agenda, please select the raise hand button, which is located at the bottom of your screen, or if dialing in, please dial star 9. And we do have one for public comment.
All right. Thank you.
I do not have a name, but I do have a telephone number. Phone number 805-235-0000. Are you dialing in or are you online?
Both, actually. I'm Jeff Carr from Paso Robles.
Hi, Jeff. Hey. Give us just a moment. We're going to start the timer and then you are free to speak. Jeff, you may begin.
Okay, thank you. Again, my name is Jeff Carr from Paso Robles. I have a comment about item 9, receive and file monthly financial report. I was just noticing on there, there's a line item for landfill tipping fees. Is that more accurately tipping fee surcharges as defined in the JPA and other documents? And if that is correct, I'd like to request that in the future that be labeled as such. It's much clearer and easier for us and the public to understand. Thank you.
All right, if that completes your comment, thank you very much for that comment. I'm going to see if there's any other public comments first.
And I do not see any other public comment for the consent agenda.
Got it. Okay, all right, thank you. And we don't always, we're not always able to respond directly to any questions from public comment, but I think that is something that Peter can probably address very quickly.
Yeah, correct. That's something simple to identify with. Yeah, that is $3 ton tipping fee that was established in 1994, I believe, was when it was finally established to create the IWMA. So I could change that so it's noted.
And this is literally the $3 fee that somebody driving. Okay. Hold on a second. We got to keep ourselves going before we get cut off. So that is the fee that when somebody drives across the scale, whether it be a garbage truck or a person in a pickup, they're paying the $3 fee.
$3 a ton for every ton buried. Right. It's not affected by recycling or any other level of diversion.
Got it. Okay. I hope that answers the question for Mr. Carr. Okay. So with that, we'll bring it back to the board. Any board discussion? If not, we'll take a motion on the consent agenda.
I'd like to move approval of the consent agenda. Jan Marks.
All right. Thank you, Jan. Do we have a second?
This is Keith. I'll second with the correction identified by Ms. Marks.
All right. With the correction in the minutes. Oh, wait. We have a motion by Jan Marks, second by Keith Storton. Can we call the roll, please?
Ms. Marks. Ms. Marks? Thank you. Mr. Storton.
Yes.
Mr. Enns.
Yes.
Mr. Hammond, if you are still with us.
Still here. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Heller.
Yes.
Mr. Newton.
Yes.
Mr. Roberts.
Yes.
President Barbeau.
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously as amended.
All right, thank you. With that, we are ready to move on to the regular agenda items, which is just one item, number 10, to review and discuss the IWMA board member packet. Peter.
And so, Sasha, if you would share your screen, please. So the IWMA new board member packet has been updated and revised as of October. Can you go to the next page, please, so we can keep moving forward? Thank you. What it'll do is it gives board members an IWMA history. It gives them, it speaks to the member jurisdiction. It talks about our missions and our values and where we're headed. It also takes a look at our org chart, and it's a living document, so we keep updating it as we move forward. It comes in online. It will have live links that you'll be able to access to get the information you're looking for if you're a board member, and take you to places you may need to go if you have questions. If you go to the next page, please. It also has we'll update it with the 2023 meeting dates once we have established those. It speaks to the board members and the alternatives. And it also speaks to some of the key website pages where we're able to go in and you take a look at the recycling guides, the IWMA.com, the Household Hazardous Waste, and going. It also speaks to our programming. So the AB 939 programs, so the source reduction recycling element, those are the programs that the IWMA was founded on. That was the intent for them, the education and outreach. We talked about retail take back, used oil. We talked about school education, and then the key member resources is on page, scroll up 13, and it talks about the final budget. So you'll be able to access all of this from a single document that will be live online on the website. The intent is to make this, like I said before, a living document, so that a board member, if they have a question, they can start there and then take it if they have additional questions and continue forward with it. Today, we're bringing this for you to look at, to get an idea and get any feedback that you may have.
I love the term on school education, doing the rot thing. I love bad puns in any case, so I...
we're here for you on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the intent is to try and keep this, and Council Member Marks was instrumental in driving this forward, and I think it's long overdue in having something like this so we can actually have a place where everything is located. And keep this as a living document for our board members.
And I think that's one of the nice things about nowadays, that you can continually update something. This isn't like the old day where you'd print out 20 copies of this handbook and then be loath to change it for another couple of years. Now you can update it continually and constantly. And so it's okay to put names on it because we can update that, you know, as soon as January when board members change out.
Right. And as we continue forward, we'll continue to update this. But it does give us the opportunity to keep it. It keeps all of our information for the board members, especially into one location. So it keeps it easy to identify with. And if somebody has a question, they can get right to it.
And I think also the good thing is, you know, this is a board member packet, but this is concise enough that it would be very usable by members of the public.
Correct.
I think it's especially good that on page 43, the list of AB 939 programs, because we always talk about the 40 some programs the IWMA does, and this is just a nice concise listing of them that I think is very good, because a lot of people have no idea that the IWMA is involved in this many different things and has to manage and control or contract for all of these kinds of things. And it's, to me, this page sums up why the IWMA is worthwhile and why it's important for all of our agencies, so that we don't all have to do all of these things on our own.
Yes, the electronic annual report alone is about 143 pages of data input going to the state of California. And so that's part of this program. It involves both the AB 939 programs, the SB 1383 programs, as well as the 1826 and 341. So it does offer a broad scope of the services that we provide to our member jurisdictions.
Okay, and Jan, as Peter mentioned, you were instrumental in asking for this. Do you have any, we're gonna start, see if you have any comment and see if there's other board member comments.
No, I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad it will be continually updated. My question has to do with the chart on page 43, and I just would like to suggest that it somehow could be in alphabetical order, and possibly not in a grid format. Just like if somebody were looking for something, like they had in mind, you know, like, oh, what about food waste composting, or, you know, something like that. It's pretty hard to find. I did find it. There it is. It's in the second column, almost at the bottom. But you kind of have to hunt and peck through every single one. So that would just be my only suggestion, that if it were alphabetized, it'd be easier to find what you're looking for. And then these other programs under our 1383 and 1826 and 341, are those included in this chart, or do we need to add another list of those programs?
Those programs, there is some overlap between those programs. So they're included mostly in that chart, about the school education and some of these other pieces in education and outreach. But there's also components of 1383 that are specific to how this education and outreach is written. So these are more specific to how 13 and AB3 is written regarding the items and how we're supposed to communicate the information. So yeah.
Then the heading should say something besides just the 939 programs, right?
Sure. Yeah, I mean,
the heading of this chart.
I can make it more specific.
It seems to specifically only refer to the 939 programs. So if you want to have put all the programs into one chart or one list, which I think is fine, because for the average person, they don't care about, you know, which piece of legislation created which program in general. But I just think it needs a little more. If you are making it an all-inclusive list, then the heading should say that. And again, hopefully it could be in alphabetical order.
I think you're correct, Jen, and as far as, I mean, it shouldn't say just AB 939 if the programs are partly in compliance with other programs, with other legislation. And if there's additional things being done for 1383, maybe they need to be added. I don't mind the grid format. I would ask, and wouldn't mind it being alphabetized, but I'm wondering, is there any particular reasoning for how it is? I mean, is this the order they were put together, or is this just random ordering?
That was just the order it was put together in originally. So we stayed within that. I think what we could also do, starting with an X probably isn't the most attractive piece, right? With xeriscaping.
Yeah.
We could also probably link some of this to some of the pages that we have for additional information on the website.
I think I could probably
do that as well. So we can expand this as a program page and run it out a little bit longer. So it'd probably run into two pages or three pages, and then have that and have those links hot back to our website for more information.
That would be very helpful, just because, I mean, otherwise I see there's a wood waste program, but if I want to understand how it works and what it is, it'd be nice to be able to click on it.
We can do that.
I don't know. I mean, the alphabetizing may or may not help, because of some of this is in government speak and people wouldn't know what they're looking for. You know, like ADC, I assume, is at daily covering or something.
Alternate daily covering.
But somebody looking at wouldn't necessarily know that. Or, you know, government source reduction program, I wouldn't be thinking of what that, I wouldn't know what that is to look it up, you know, under G.
Right. Well, I think
some organization in alphabetical is probably as good as anything if there's not a rhyme or reason as to what order they're in now.
I think we can relate it back to something where it defines what it is in a little bit more detail, and also links back to our website on if somebody has information and or questions.
Right.
Yeah, and if you feel it would be helpful, you could add the statutory authority for the program if you felt that was, you know, in some way would be helpful or would be needed.
Back at the link. Yeah, that can be back on the link.
It would be in the link, you're right. Okay.
Yeah, right. So. Okay. Thank you, Jan. Other comments or questions or suggestions from other board members?
This is Keith. I have a couple just suggestions. As I look at, I think it's page 2, it says that it mentions the 12 districts. I'd like to see the districts mentioned by name. I think that would be helpful. I know as a new member, I didn't realize we had so many, and knowing where they are is something I think would be nice to know. And then also on the org chart on page 4, it says on top Slo County citizens. I was thinking perhaps something like citizens of the member agencies or something like that. That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Keith. Any other comments?
Jeff Heller here.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Charles. The yeah, I appreciate the comments by Mr. Storton, who also is a lame duck, by the way, I believe. And and Jan, thank you for your work on this, and Peter and staff. I think it's a real, it's a great step forward. And the thought of adding links is always important, because that's what we really want on a topic, is to get to more detail or not. But at least that convenience is super important. So I really like this document a lot. And thank you all for working on it. And Keith, what are you going to do with your spare time?
Well, that's not on the agenda. We'll talk about that later over coffee.
Okay.
Okay. Can't discuss that here.
I'm sorry. Apologize.
All right. Any other board member comments, questions, or suggestions? And we will go to public comment on this item since it is on the agenda. I'll give you a chance to think about that. Let's see if we have any public comment on this item.
If a member of the public wishes to make a comment on item number 10, please select the raised hand button located at the bottom of your screen, or if calling in, please dial *9. And we do not have any public comment for item number 10.
Okay, all right, we'll bring it back to the board then. And by the way, I thought, you know, we do have haulers and stuff on the line that listen in, and I certainly would, you know, I think Peter would certainly welcome your suggestions, if any, on this sort of document. And also members of the public as, in general as well. Okay, so brought it back to the board. Any last chance? Any
Chair Burbro, I see Janine Rands is waving her hands wildly in the upper left-hand corner of my screen. So
okay, I'm sorry.
Wants a new public comment.
For some reason, I'm only seeing, I've got to change something around here, because I'm only seeing, I'm only seeing the top 4 board members, and so I'm not even knowing when a board member wants to speak. Okay, Janine, I'm sorry, we'll go back to public comment and take your comments.
Thank you. I love the presentation on the schools, the school education. In my neighborhood, and I think I've said this a billion times, we have about 70% of our neighborhood that has no children in schools. The message of green waste and recycling and what goes in the trash and what doesn't go in the trash is not reaching the public. And when and where are we going to start public outreach? Saw on the news last night, Santa Maria is hosting regular outreach to the public and giving green waste bins to their business owners. Santa Barbara is having regular outreach and presentations to the public. I don't hear that from San Luis Obispo, IWMA. And then I attend a San Diego organized, it's called Integrated Waste Management. What is that called? Community. It's not community, but something where they bring in everybody related to waste and management, public, the civil servants related to the waste, and then NGOs and public vendors. And they all group together on a Zoom meeting, and I've participated. They're very exciting, and the public is getting reached out or outreached to these other cities, but I don't see it in San Luis Obispo. Plastic cutlery, straws, condiments are always out in all the restaurants. That's not happening in a lot of other cities where they're doing the outreach. So thank you. I hope we can correct this.
Thank you for the comments, Janine. Yeah, I think, I don't know, Peter, if you have any comment, that's not really about the board member packet per se, but the I think our outreach to businesses has actually been quite successful, right? We're in full compliance with 1826 as far as the distribution of Greenways containers.
Correct. As far as 1826 and 341, we're almost in full compliance. It's like one or two, but we can always do more. And I appreciate Janine's comments. And I think that, you know, we'll continue to try and improve that. You know, that's and Janine, you can always stop in and see me.
Right. I think just in general, one of the compliance problems we have is we've done a good job of getting like the Greenways bins out to all the businesses and stuff through the haulers. And probably better than most jurisdictions in the state.
Public.
However, the problem is always people knowing how to use them. And so, you know, education and compliance about, you know, what people are supposed to put in these containers is a problem. And I know that personally from visiting my in-laws live in a multifamily or a mobile home park situation. And, you know, they got the new bin as they're supposed to, but it's full of plastic bags and trash. And slowly an increasing amount of food waste. But, you know, so it's, we've achieved compliance, but we still need to improve people actually following the directions.
Right.
And to meet the intent and the purpose. And that's a continuing challenge. So, all right. Okay. Any other, we'll bring it back to the board here. Any other board comments? We are not looking for.
I just wonder about the title of the document. We're calling it the IWMA board member packet, and maybe we could think about a title that would make it more welcoming to the public as well, like maybe like board member information, or I'm not sure what. I would leave it up to staff to just think about it. I want it to be something that's useful for the public as well as the board members. So the title should be just a little more welcoming, I think.
It's a good comment, Jan. Perhaps the title could just be IWMA orientation packet. And that way it's, you know, usable and welcome, you know, it'll sound welcome to be used by board members and members of the public alike. Something along those lines. It's just, hey, this is a packet. Get you, whoever you are, oriented to what the IWMA does and how it.
Okay,
any further board comments? We do not have to take a specific action. We've discussed and we provided staff minor direction. Okay, so with that, I believe we are with our regular board agenda item. And just Peter, any future agenda items?
So the two items that will be coming back to the board in November will be the HF&H management review. And then the RFPs, I think, are only going to go to the executive committee and those get released. They don't come back until the proposals actually come in. But we're going to have those two proposals coming out, the one for education and outreach and the one for legal services. Once we get those completed, we'll release those, get those out, and then once they are completed, then we'll get the finalists to bring those back to the board for board approval.
Okay, and then I'm going to mention two things. They're not future agenda items for next month, but I'd like you all to consider them. And then one is our continuation of the resolution regarding AB 361 and meeting remotely. At some point in time, the new legislation was passed recently. But when when you can't certify the pandemic conditions still exist, we'll be under the new rules, which only allow elected board members to meet twice a year, and they have to have justification of either being sick or they're off doing business, et cetera, et cetera. So at some point in time in the future, we'll need to have a discussion about meeting in person, which we are intend to do at the slow City Hall chambers when that change occurs. So it's just something for you to think about. The other thing, again, to think about is as we approach January, where we'll have new board members, we will also at that time be selecting a new board, a new executive committee member. So we want people to keep that in mind as we approach that time frame. So again, that'll be on the agenda next month, but I just like board members to have it in mind. All right. Any other comments from any other board members regarding future agenda items?
This is Jan Marks. I just want to say that with the spring conference that you're thinking of, I think that's a really good idea. And we may want to have another subcommittee from the board perhaps to help with the planning of that and putting it together. I think it would be kind of like a retreat, also an educational experience, and something that COVID willing could be in person so that we can actually all get to know each other a little better, the solid waste community, if you want to call it that. So thank you.
All right, thank you, Jan. If anybody else wanted to partake in that, I think that'd be fine. But otherwise, I would look at that and kind of see that as potentially an executive committee thing to work on. Would be, the agenda and the arrangements, with staff on that.
Well, that'd be fine too. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, if there's no further comments, then we will conclude this meeting at 2:06. Which one last thing reminds me that, my ultimate goal always been is we return to what I'll call normalcy. And I'm very grateful that Peter is here. He's brought a great sense of normalcy to the organization, is that someday we can be an organization that goes back to not having to have a meeting every month. So we're getting there. We're getting close. And I would thank Peter for helping us get close to that. So, all right. Thank you, everybody. We will see you all next month.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody.